Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Welcome to MGP418. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, there's Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Full disclosure for you listener folk, right up front at the beginning of this podcast, if you follow any of my award-winning excellent work on YouTube, you'll know that I haven't actually been making any content since Monday of this week when I dyed my hair green on stream, dyed my moustache green and then drank my beverage through that green moustache and apparently destroyed my insides, because since then I've had a horrible stomach flu, the highlights of which involved me squirting liquids out of my rear end on a fairly regular basis on very short notice. So if I'm only here for this intro and you don't hear from me again this week, that's why, because I'd rather... No offence to those of you, especially those who've been around a long time, but I'd rather just forget you exist then rain poo all over my office. So I'll run to the toilet if I have to.
A real pro would take the mic with him.
I mean, if that's what you want, Sheepdog, I did offer to do that before and you weren't interested, but I can do that.
Yeah, I think you should.
I ordered, because, you know, end of the tax year, you've got to buy a load of stuff so that your income is as low as possible for the tax man. I've now got one of these Rode lapel mic things. It's a built-in... So basically what I'm telling you is, I can, if you want, strap a microphone to the back of my trousers and go to the toilet.
Well, you've got a poop filter, haven't you?
Every time it's going to be a really loud one, give it that, and that's all that we need.
I was just pretending I'd misread a pop filter, to be honest. I was hoping you'd get it and run with it, but...
I'm not well. I've been taking advantage of my aura ring this week, which has been telling me my temperature's been high, my heart rate is high, I'm not sleeping properly. Several helpful people on Twitter have said, "Yeah, but Kev, if you didn't have that ring, then you'd just be working." Well, I wouldn't, because I've been... Hold on, where's that button gone? Because I've been myself. That's what I... So I absolutely would not be working. Plus, as I've been telling Anna on a regular basis, I am a clam. Because I am just constantly clammy. I am sweaty all the time. And I know I'm a sweaty chap on a normal day-to-day basis, but this is ridiculous. I wasn't sure Anna's believing me, so I'm wearing a grey T-shirt rather than my normal black T-shirt, just to really hammer the point home with her that I'm extra sweaty. So this T-shirt's for your benefit, Anna, so you can see the sweat through the shirt.
Oh, thanks.
My first reply to that is, welcome new listeners. And my second reply...
We haven't had any new listeners for 8 years. No, I don't really need to worry about that.
Without giving you too many excuses, you didn't seem yourself in the Saturday of the Streamer Showdown, right? And there was a point when Ben was doing that god-awful voice and you just didn't seem to be going along with the joke at all. You just seemed to be sat there, and I thought... Kev doesn't look right. you lost, and I thought, I don't know, he wasn't jumping around like a lunatic. I know you had your Infinity Springs, but for a little
the
bit...
The Spring Infinity Gauntlet, I think you'll find that's called.
you just didn't, I don't know, and I thought, he doesn't seem right. And then, yeah, the next day you seemed a bit better, but then the Monday you just went off a cliff, didn't you? You were just like ill. So I reckon, yeah, you've got
I've already declared that showdown null and void. I was clearly ill. It was, I imagine what's happened there is Clates poisoned me before the draft, which is why I ended up drafting the team that I did. It's the only explanation. And yeah, I just wasn't fully with it. I was running on a massive sleep deficit as it was, and then I streamed on Monday night and everything seemed okay. I dyed my hair green, and then about half an hour before the end of the stream, someone said, "Should we play GeoGuessr?" So I went over to GeoGuessr, which I haven't played for about 2 years, got far too into getting a perfect score on GeoGuessr, and basically forgot that I was streaming and just sat there trying to get perfect scores on GeoGuessr. I was muttering to myself, and watching it back, I just looked like a crazy person. ended the stream later than usual, went to bed and just sweated all night without sleeping, and I've been rotten ever since. So mad. I don't know at what point I became ill, but watching back that stream, which you can do on my live replays channel, boys and girls, you can watch me deteriorate during that stream. And I didn't realize it was happening because I was in performer mode. But as soon as I turned the stream off and the adrenaline stopped, I just kind of passed out into a sweaty mess. But Anna, you need to be paying attention to my streams and telling me that I need to stop because I lost my mind at some point during Monday night's stream, and I don't know what came over me.
Told you I'd dye your hair.
It couldn't have been the hair dye.
I don't think, honestly, you didn't seem right on Saturday, so I'm genuinely going with, like, in future I'll text you going, mate. Well, you were sat on the floor as well, like, just talking, and I just thought, normally this would be a bit of a bit, but it almost seems a little bit like you're just thinking, I can't be bothered.
But when I put, because I didn't use proper hair dye, I used coloured hair wax, and I put that on my head, and my first thought was, it's really tight on my skull, where it was, because I haven't used hair gel in years, but because it went crisp, it felt like it was just pulling really tight on my skull, and I just thought, I guess this must be how hair gel feels. I've not used it for such a long time. But looking back, it shouldn't have felt like someone was pulling my hair for 4 hours. So, yeah, I don't know at what point I broke.
It'd be a good way to get rid of your chin and look like you've had Botox.
Well, I think you'll find, if you haven't been paying attention to Twitter today, you haven't seen that I now know exactly what I'd look like with no beard. Because Anna made me use the no beard filter, which apparently, during the 10 years or so I've had a beard, I've developed a very strong jawline. So I'm tempted to shave now.
No.
Well, look how handsome I would be.
No, you're freaking ugly. Ugh. No, thank
How
you.
How dare you? I look glorious in that picture.
Ugly,
I look
ugly,
young
ugly,
as well.
I
assumed I'd have more smile lines or something, but no, I look not a day over 19.
Ugly.
It's brilliant.
It's horrible.
It's almost as if that filter was designed for teenagers. Why would they need a no beard filter? I don't understand.
Well, they can have them. They won't be very good beards at 19, but they can have them.
The worst thing about being sick this week, though, is earlier on in the week, I did purchase the Panini Euro 2020 sticker album and a box of 100 packs of stickers that are just sat here on my desk that I can't. All I want to do is open my stickers and stick them in my book. But I know Anna will kill me if I've spent £100 on stickers and I don't use them to make a video. And I can't release a sticker video in a week where I've only released 2 Football Manager videos because the world will destroy me. So I've got stickers that I really want to play with and I can't. And it's very upsetting.
Maybe you have to open them on stream a little bit at first or something like that while you do football.
I need to be very closely observed on stream the next time I'm on to make sure I don't deviate from Football Manager, because that GeoGuessr, that went off the rails quick. It was fun. I like GeoGuessr. I shouldn't be streaming GeoGuessr.
Why?
I take it far too seriously. You know how normally people, when they're streaming, they try and find that line between doing all right at the game but being entertaining and putting on a show?
Yeah.
I was studying the map, working my way down the B2076, checking each street name so that I could make sure I found the exact right street that I was on. And then once I found the street, I went back to my starting point, counted how many houses I was from the end of the street, then went back onto the map and counted the houses on the map to make sure I got it exactly right. And I did that for each. On GeoGuessr. To make sure that I was absolutely right. It wasn't enough to know, he's in Motherwell. No, I needed to know which section of which street I was on in Motherwell.
Is that, so how do you know you're in, when I played that game, I turn it on and I'm like, it's a field. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so then you pick a direction and start working your way down the street until you find some civilization or a signpost or a bin with the name of the local council on or a bus stop or any kind. It's just a detective game. You're just looking for clues about where you could possibly be. And it rarely start, if you do it on a UK only map, you'll rarely start just in a field. Maybe one in four, one in five goes, you'll just be in a field. A lot of the time you'll just be in a generic looking city centre.
So when people say they're having perfect games, they're not just doing it from the place where they start, right?
No, that would be a no move, no rotate perfect game, which is like impossible. The only way I ever had perfect scores is doing it UK only, because then at least I have a chance of reading the signs. I've never got a perfect score on a worldwide game, but if I do it UK only with no time limit, and it took me my first in thing took me about 15 minutes because it was some weird street in some borough of London that I'd never been to and didn't know which part of London it was in. And London's quite a big place to try and narrow down exactly where you are if you don't know exactly where you're looking. I can't remember the name of the place. It was just south of Heathrow is where we eventually found it, and I got 4,999 out of 5,000. Wow. I was out by about 4 yards to get a perfect score on it, and I was furious. If only I'd spent 16 minutes rather than 15 minutes. But watching back the stream, it was like, oh my god, just drop the pin and move on, Kev. please drop the pin and move on. You should be in bed now. Look at the sweat on you, man.
See, you're making me think now. I am learning. I don't know really how to end a stream or how to pivot, but to cover two the thing is that I wanted to cover the fact that I completed FTL, but I didn't want to jump straight into that because I have a separate story. But as you probably saw on Twitter, I was absolutely delighted to finally have reached the end and completed FTL on the iPad.
Is this your celebration music? Let's have a parade for
that. Was weird.
Dog,
where did that come from? Was that Pab?
What? No. No, I mean,
I
assume that was Anna because she's keeping quiet.
My phone, I was looking at my phone. And
was that a coincidence?
Yeah, it was.
That's brilliant.
That phone.
So, yeah, I've been streaming that, right, and playing it religiously to the point where when I was coming off stream, I was watching another guy play it on Twitch, and then I was playing it while watching TV, and I was just trying to get good at it. And this past week, I've been sort of showing my failures on Twitter, as well as on stream, but like tweeting how I'd got to the final boss and died immediately, or I'd got to the second phase and died. I had the best bit shit build and I got killed by a random, just a random encounter near the end. And people were saying to me, I feel like you're really close now. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. So on my stream on whatever day it was earlier in the week, Wednesday, I guess, I started up FTL, SSMGP. I had Kev, Anna and Pav. That's always the routine. Kev drives. Anna's on usually on missiles and pubs in the engine room. And we got quite a big crew built really quickly, and the ship was just going really well. And I'm sat there thinking, this is actually happening. Like, this is going all right. I was confident I was going to get to the end of it. And sure enough, I did. Got to the last boss. I ended up tweeting saying, look, I'm on the last bit now. And people came in and it was all really exciting and really like, whee, I've got loads of people in. And couldn't believe it. I'm watching it back. I say I absolutely smashed it. I was bricking myself. Like, I was starting to feel like, I think I said on the stream, if I die now, I'm probably going to cry. And if I win now, I'm probably going to flip out. But if I die now, this is ridiculous. I had like 4 hull hit points left. And I'd taken out all of its weapons, but it said that because I killed all the people on the ship, an AI had taken over, and the AI was a bit crazy. And I was thinking, oh, well, what could it possibly do that the humans couldn't do? So I was frantically trying to kill it. And I'm just button mashing in the last bit of my video. And then I flip out and I'm cheering and going nuts and screaming and like, hey! I thought I'd broken my microphone. Watching it back, the microphone just goes all funny. It doesn't catch back up with me for a little while. I Googled that night, can you break a microphone by being too noisy? And apparently that's a myth. You can't. But I mean, Claire went outside to check what had happened outside because she thought something had happened down the street. My kids were all awake, wondering what on earth was going on. I heard one of them just cough to check. I just had like a... and there was nothing, so they were like, okay, it's safe. But after the celebrations, I was just like, someone said to me, now try and do it on hard mode, meaning in future, just off the cuff. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I'll start world one in hard mode. And half the chat just went. I was like, whoops. I should have just carried on celebrating, called it a night, raided someone, job done. But I was like, yeah, go on then. So then the hard mode wasn't, world one, it just wasn't hard. I just skipped through like eight places, went on to world two. In the end, I was like, guys, this isn't, I mean, it's gone 10 and I was supposed to finish at 10 and this isn't really that fun. Like, I thought it was going to just destroy me. I'm going to go now, I think. And they were like, oh, night sheepdog and all of this. I'm thinking, really should have cut that off 15 minutes ago when we were all cheering. I could have just said, on that note, I'm going. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night or whatever. But I tried to keep the party going and I just feel like I'd sucked all the energy out of it by persevering. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is for either of us. We're both just into it. I just thought, yeah, come on, let's see how hard mode is. But, oh man, I'm delighted. I'm still excited that I completed that. I've never had that feeling with a game before. I know that sounds... the amount of people that tweeted me congratulations was... Like, I might as well have announced I was having a kid. I think more people congratulated me on completing this game than congratulated me on all three children. It's just funny, isn't it? But I think people just know how much time...
Well, that's because you're forever knocking people up, whereas you've never done this before.
You're right.
This has more impact.
Yeah. I don't know what to do next. I'm kind of just like, there are plenty of games out there that I've failed to complete, but not to this level. And most of them are like PS1 games, so I can't exactly replay them. But
it sounds like you need to become a GeoGuessr pro.
Yeah, I might have a crack at it sometime. Someone did say to me, do I ever play it? And I was like, I've tried it a few times. I didn't realise you could just go off as far as you wanted. I thought the challenge was to try and figure it out without really moving too far. Like, you know, where you start and down the street a bit, but I'm guessing you can just kind of go as far as you want, can you?
Yeah.
And then it's the idea, you could essentially, if you were to take it to the nth degree, you could essentially move 400 miles away from where the dot is, but as long as you then figure out where the dot is and go back to that dot and say this dot is...
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you can go wherever you want. You just have to identify where the original dot is.
Okay.
And there's a battle royale mode on there as well now, which I haven't tried yet, but I have just signed up for the pro mode again, and I am ready to jump into GeoGuessr Battle Royale, which I'll be playing probably on stream, even though I said I'm not going to play it on stream because it just looks fun.
Is that just against other people in a
bit? Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
With guns, probably not with guns.
How furious would you be if you fired up a stream and it was just your car, you standing on your doorstep waving?
I'd love that.
Everyone would know where you lived. You wouldn't be able to guess it. You wouldn't be able to get it right.
It'd be fine. I wouldn't say how I knew. I'd go and find the clues and fake it. This isn't my first rodeo.
I could just imagine. Well, Kev, if it's
people
you coming
out... People
don't
know what my car looks like anymore, so it's fine.
It's you coming out of a house. I think people would put it together.
I don't leave this house. That could only happen if it was my old house. I don't leave this house. We sneak out through the serviceman's entrance here.
I was driving home from work once and I realised I was the car behind an Apple car while it was filming. I couldn't figure out what it was. So there's videos of me trying to go round it, not to drive around to take over it, but just to read the side of it. There'll be video. If you watch that street... There'll be bits where my car's exactly behind it and then it's in the lane to the right of it just because I'm trying to read what it is and then I'm getting out of traffic's way so that I can not kill myself. But I haven't gone back and checked that yet. I'll have to have a look. But yeah, you could just imagine that being your luck or you plop down and it's right outside Anna's work and she's there full uniform walking in and you're like, oh no, eject.
I think spies are automatically blurred on on GeoGuessr when they appear. Don't forget, Anna, you do now have a mute button on your microphone.
Do I?
Yeah, we've had disco music, we've had clicking and clunking, now we've got choking.
I don't even know where it is.
It's right on the front of the mic, I think. It's the one labelled mute.
Just remember to press it back off.
But it's stopping
here. other than playing FTL and completing it, I finally got bloody Chrono Trigger working. That's another thing I kept doing on stream that I felt like I was just... trying to fight a losing battle, you know, swimming against the tide. It wasn't particularly working. I couldn't get the system going. My whole streaming setup died. And then Pab and Lewis both sat on Twitch with me on, I think it was Saturday, maybe Sunday, and just helped me faff around with it until we figured out what to do. I changed to Streamlabs in the end and that made a big difference, but we got it all working. I played some Chrono Trigger. The feedback I got on that was, you're not as stressed playing this. Like, a few people were like, yeah, you were pulling your hair out with the other game, whereas this game, you're just sat there chatting to us while doing all right at it. And I kind of thought, I'm not sure whether my audience just wants to see me fail. Maybe I should be playing the hardest games I can find, but I'm not going to enjoy that. I'm going to, I wanted to sit and casually play a game while people talk to me, but it's not what they want. They want to see me bleed.
We all want to see you bleed.
Yeah. But that's been good. I've enjoyed that port. Is really polished. If you haven't ever played Chrono Trigger and you need something to just sit on the toilet and play or play on your iPad.
Don't say sit on the toilet, sheepdog. I'm trying to hold on, but somehow you launched into your games before I finished talking about mine. But please continue.
All right. Well, yeah, Chrono Trigger. It's only like a fiver and it's a great little old style RPG. It's fantastic and I'm enjoying streaming it. But I am trying to figure out what to do next or how else to do it. Do you want to do your games and then I'll go back?
No,
to
it's fine. No, I'll okay. Just sit here and drop turd everywhere. Why not?
Just get a bucket or something. I did realise all of a sudden the other day, I was stressing about my Mac being a piece of junk and then realised that I've got a like 18-month-old laptop in my daughter's room that I could probably fire up and see how that works. I'm trying to think of games that wouldn't kill the laptop that would be streamable. But I don't know. What I need is some sort of tool or method of understanding how much damage this does to stream it so that I can work out whether a game's right for it or not. And I'm guessing it's just trial and error, is it? I just have to turn a game on. If everything sets fire, I turn it back off. And...
yeah, pretty much, sheepdog. For me, you're not going to know until you're up, your stream is up and running, realistically. You're not going to know until... I mean, you can. You're not going to be playing Cyberpunk, let's put it that way.
Well, no, of course not.
But I mean, it all depends on what your capabilities of your laptop is as and when you stream it. It's pretty much just trial and error until you get the right balance.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll probably have a play with that then on either tomorrow or Sunday. But yeah, it's exciting. It's fun doing this. The other thing I've played this week is I got Game Pass again because my son...
Good.
Wanted to play a game. He was off last week, school holidays, and he sort of fired up the Xbox and just assumed he'd be able to play any game he wanted, but I haven't had Game Pass for like months, so he was a little bit sad, and so I thought, I'll go on then. But then it meant I had to play Minecraft Dungeons with him, and that makes me feel very ill. What I wanted to say about it was they've added in... So on the base game, I'm shocked how much DLC has come out on this since we last played it. There's like 4 different massive worlds to play on it. I said to him, yeah, we'll get them at some point. But it also added all the secret parts to the map. I don't think we unlocked them. I'm 99% sure we didn't unlock them. They're just on there as secret. I think it's just dungeon, probably. But that game, I don't know what's happened to it, but the difficulty has ramped right up that we're putting it on difficulty 1 and it's saying to do this area, you need to be around level 25. Your current level is 23, so you're going to have to, you know, figure it out. And if I put it up to what we used to do it at like level 8, and level 8 is like, oh yeah, you need to be in the 50s, 60s or whatever. We're miles off that now. I don't really know how that's happened, but... man, that game was stupidly hard. We were trying to get back into it. I think it just wanted us to level up a little bit, but they've added in a lot of new shops and features, and they've obviously extended the quality of the weapons and stuff. Before, again, we had pretty good weapons. They've obviously raised the ceiling on that quite dramatically, which I figured they would, because otherwise the rest of the story would be pretty pointless, wouldn't it, if you were already level 100. But yeah, I'm surprised how massive that's become, and I knew that was the plan, but... yeah, if you've not played it in a while and you're into it, it's worth checking out and maybe going further on. I need to find out whether... A lot of people were saying the first world was a little bit too... like, someone's called it like Baby's First Diablo or something like that. I don't know whether, you know, worlds 2, 3, and 4... One of them's in the is it the Nether? That's what it's called, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, there's one that's in there. So that must be quite a hard one, presumably. But my son was just like, oh, we have to get this. And I just sort of thought, I've literally just got your Game Pass. You can play something else, you know. but I'm pleased I've got that because, again, it means when this PC is finally here, I can start playing Game Pass games on it. That is the last thing I want to talk about is the PC. They bloody well told me that I would... They told me not to share where I am in the queue. But because their forum is full of people saying, like... they've told me that they're not going to get a shipment in for 2 months or whatever. And then other people saying, I upgraded my graphics card to the one above and I got my order straight away. It came the next day, like 2 days later or whatever. So I emailed the guy going, half your forum are saying that I'm never going to get this graphics card. Half of them are saying that they've been told they're getting theirs next week or whatever. I was like, what's the score? And he said, oh, currently you're behind this many people. He said, we get between 15 and 50 graphics cards a week in our shipment that will fit what you're... Mm-hmm. what you've ordered. Mm-hmm. And he was like, so at the moment we could get 15 or 50 in the next 7 to 14 days, and then, you know, you can figure it out from there. So I was just like, right, I can either get that in 2 weeks or I can get it in 6 weeks, basically. I'm just sat here thinking, I really don't know what to do with that information. Like, in the forums, people are going, I'm just going to give up and change my graphics card to this one. And I'm thinking, do I just go in there and go, yeah, you should, if I can just convince like X amount of people to change their mind and get out of the queue, then that'll push me to the front of the queue and I'll be sorted. But then they're all switching. I mean, they have to pay like another £200 to get the next graphics card along, and because I'm paying it monthly, I'm like, well, that's spread over months, I wouldn't really care, that's not too much. But I don't want to take the risk of upgrading the £200 and then it still takes 6 weeks and I feel like an absolute mug. And I also don't want to take the risk and then I get it in a week anyway because I was in line for the right amount of shipment, you know.
Why didn't you apparently ask him that, sheepdog?
Well, he couldn't tell me any more than that. He was like, I can't really tell you how many we're going to get. He was like, basically, they told me they ordered...
Surely, if you said to him, if you said you could upgrade to, what, a 3070 and pay more, if you'd have asked him, listen, if I were to a 3070, are the odds more likely than what I've got currently? Because...
Well, Pab, my worry there, right, so he's told me that they ordered several thousand of these back earlier in the year.
Uh-huh.
And obviously I was one of the people that bought them, and they didn't get them all at once. They're just getting that order fulfilled over time. So they're not worried about the cost of it going up or whatever, because they've just got them, right?
Yeah.
And they ordered the same with the 3070 and the rest. And he said, they'll get a shipment through. They have no control of it. They'll open a pallet and it will say, oh, look, there's 40, 30, 60 TIs in here. There's whatever. So he said to me, there's always between 15 and 50 in that, somewhere between those amounts. Now, my worry is, if I spend the £200 now, and will I get the other one straight away? If I was him, I'd be like, right, well, I'll put this 3060 Ti back in the drawer and I'll give him this one and I'll just charge him £200 more. Yeah, so I'm worried about asking the salesperson whose job it is to make money out of me that question. So I'm having to read the forum. And on the forum, half of the people are being told, no, don't do that because they're just as delayed and we don't have that much stock and all this.
Yeah.
And then there's been like 3 or 4 people who could just be doing what I was considering doing. Those people who are saying, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I changed mine and oh, it arrived today, I can't believe it. They could just be people who've been told that they're like 50th in the queue and they're thinking, right, I'm going to ruin everybody else. Because there are people in there who've been waiting 50, 60 days for their graphics card. And I'm only on that's working days as well, so that's not including the weekends. And I'm on day 28, not including weekends. So I'm a good month behind them. And I'm already starting to think, oh, I'm at war with these people now. I need to convince them to drop their orders. So I don't know. I feel like there's, you know, politics and wheels within wheels and all of this. So I just figured the guys told me, I know that the absolute worst is mid-May. I mean, worst case scenario for me is it arrives the end of May, the week that I'm going on holiday with my family, and I'm going to spend the week miserable because I'm going to know that my damn PC's sat at the house waiting for me, and that's going to kill me. But worst case, it arrives mid-May, and I'm sorted. Best case, it'll arrive in a week and a half, and yeah, who knows? But oh, it's killing me waiting, I tell you, it's killing me now.
Shouldn't have ordered it then. We told you not to.
Yeah, well, you asked me what my excuse for not streaming properly was going to be, and it's like, yeah, well, the universe is stopping me at the moment, Kevin. The universe.
Interesting. Pab, before I tell you what I've been playing this week, please feel free to play an advert while I go and do a big...
The kids were into soccer. Now they like golf. You used to go to the office. Now you commute to your couch. The puppy was supposed to be 15 pounds. Now she's 45 and growing. Life's full of surprises. Little ones and big slobbery ones. But with Walmart and Affirm, it's easier to keep up. Shop for the things you need today. Then pay over time with no late fees or surprises. Visit walmart.com/affirm to handle whatever life throws your way next. Terms and conditions apply. Loans provided by affirm.com/lenders.
Poo. Pab, that's a top quality advert. Good work. I very much enjoyed my poo. It was lightning quick. In case you didn't put the advert in, I'm sorry you just had to sit there through the silence. Hopefully the advert did go on. You've already heard a little bit of what I played this week. I have rediscovered the joys of GeoGuessr, which I have just tried to play a little bit while Sheepdog was waffling on about computers, but it's hard to do while he's there distracting me, so I clearly need that proper early stages of fever focus to really get sunk into GeoGuessr. I have been trying to get back into Minecraft, but I lost my Switch charger, and Anna won't let me have hers, so I've had to order a new one. She's unreasonable like that. So I've not been able to play as much Minecraft as I hoped I would be able to. But one thing I have been playing a little bit of, thanks to Anna pestering me and asking me to privately stream it for her, is a new game called Dorf Romantic, which is, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm going to go to the Steam store page to find out how they describe it. This game is a peaceful building strategy and puzzle game where you create a beautiful and ever-growing village landscape by placing tiles. Explore a variety of colourful biomes, discover and unlock new tiles, and complete quests to fill your world with life. As a variety streamer, Pab, I'm surprised you're not already all over this, because it is picking up views. Lots and lots of views. It hit Steam Early Access this week. And it's basically a procedurally generated build your own jigsaw based on like strategy hexagon shapes, where you start with a hexagon in the middle of a blank map. You have a stack of tiles that have different biomes on them. So you'll have a forest tile or a housing tile or a crop tile, rivers, trains, and as you go on and complete challenges, you unlock new biomes that can then go into your stack of tiles, but you can only place the top tile on your stack, and you can only place it adjacent to an existing tile that you've already got. So from your first tile, it will just be a blank tile. From there, you might put a forest to the north, a town to the east, and just sort of work your way around and just sort of build out your shape, and the way to add new tiles to your stack is by completing challenges within the game. So it'll say that when you place a forest tile, it might want you to add another 5 forest tiles connected to that one. And if you complete that challenge, you'll then get a bonus number of tiles to go into your stack that then add into the bottom of your stack. And the game is basically seeing how long you can keep it going by completing all the challenges, and some things make it impossible for you to put certain tiles in certain places. So, for example, if you have a train track that ends up going across half of your map because you just kept getting train tiles come out, then you can't put the sea there because it's already got the train there, for example. And some things will cancel out others. Some things will have to lead into others. It starts to get pretty complicated with forking rivers. I had a train track that split off into 3 earlier, which is pretty complicated to try and figure out how to manage, and it ended up kind of looping back on itself. But it's just a nice little peaceful, fun game. It's one of those cool little indie games that's so hipstery that you have the option of buying it just as the game or the game plus the soundtrack. And you know, if a game offers you the option to buy game plus soundtrack, that it is scoring super duper hipster points. But yeah, you should be all over this, Pab, because this would sit on your streams beautifully.
You should be streaming this tomorrow. Maybe we will.
Maybe you should.
Interesting.
There you go, you've heard it here first, boys and girls. When Pab becomes a millionaire off the back of being the king of Dorf Romantic, then I will regret nothing. Congratulations on your success,
I'm not going to lie. When I just opened this up to see what it was, I saw a hexagon and I was like, oh no, Civ. Oh no, it's like Civ. And you know, I
it's
can't.
It's not.
No, it doesn't look quite like Civ. No, just the aesthetic slightly like it. But yeah, okay.
It's so easy to just start up and just start plonking tiles down and just have a little bit of... It's just relaxing. It's just really relaxing to sit there plonking tiles. Anna, you've been watching loads of people stream this week, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've watched too many people play it. And I'd play it myself, but I don't have a device.
What is going on with your microphone? Are you rolling around on a beanbag?
I'm laying down on a beanbag, yes.
Good ear.
Oh my
God. I'm a little bit tired and I have a headache.
Yeah, I just had visions of I said your name and you rolled across the beanbag and unmuted your mic and started talking whilst rolling back again.
Yep.
And we heard it all.
Yep. You told me to mute it, so I did.
Only when you were coughing. Don't leave it muted.
Well, I'm quiet then. A dog's you've not heard the dog have a moan at someone outside. Well, at something at the outside. And then me rolling down on the beanbag. So,
but you like this game, don't you? Even though you've not played it because you don't have a PC. Or you do, but you've not connected it yet because you're lazy.
I'm not lazy.
It's still just in a box in the kitchen after 6 months of living
there. The plugs don't work, Kevin.
It wouldn't fit in the kitchen. It'd have to go in the living room. But now you've put Dave's grooming platform in its place.
It's not a grooming platform. It is an ottoman.
Yeah, but Dave likes to stand on it for rubs.
Lay on it.
And sleep on it. Yeah, it's basically Dave's chair now. Uh-huh. But that's where the PC was going to go.
But yeah,
so you can't play
it,
but you've been watching a lot of people play it.
I might go in Kevin's office and play it for an hour.
Oh, might you?
Nice.
I might do, yeah. I just like it. I don't know why I like it. I just do. It's weird.
Looks very relaxing.
Normally. Yeah, it is. It has nice music and it's just you connect things together. There's mini tasks to complete. I like all them things when you just don't have to... But you do have to think, but you don't have to think. Like, you've not got something shooting at you. It's just placing things together. And I like grouping things together.
And I'm just looking. They seem like a nice company as well. Again, for more hipster points, I'm looking through the system requirements. Minimum system requirements for sound card: use your imagination to make your own sounds. recommended sound card: have one. Smiley face. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, they just seem like a really cool little developer. It's a 4-man team, I think I read somewhere. It's only in early access. The full game's going to be out later this year. But it's enough of a build to work and be fun as it is at the moment. And it's been ages since we've been fully on board with one of these really early access games. We used to be on this all the time back when we were cool. Back when we used to go to Res.
Gamer in a while, haven't we? Yeah. And things like that.
Exactly. We used to have our finger on the pulse for this kind of thing, and it's nice to be back on the pulse. But yeah, this is picking up all of the views. If it wasn't for the fact that I was poorly, I'd have been streaming it myself this week, I'm sure, because it's just fun.
Well,
fun.
In that time you've been talking, I've managed to buy it and download it.
Oh, yeah, it's only like a 200 meg game or something.
140 megabytes.
Like that. Yeah.
That's insane. So that'll be streamed tomorrow, potentially, on my channel, potentially, yeah.
Is that today for people who are listening?
That'll be today at some point today, yes.
Excellent work. See, we're all about sharing the views, sharing the love around. And other than that, I mean, I've not even played Football Manager this week. I played it on Monday, and that's it. It's been a strange week of me just lying in bed. I kind of wrote a screenplay in a fever dream the other night,
okay,
which now doesn't make much sense. And I also had a moment where I was lying on our old living room floor, but with no furniture, and it was also half of our current kitchen. It's just been one of those weeks where I've been drifting in and out of consciousness. It's been swell. but that's it. Talk about what you've been playing, boys and girls.
Okay. So, Anna, in the meantime, while Kev's been in his fever dreams, what have you been doing?
Nothing, because I've been at work and looking after two people.
Good point.
You've been self-isolating for the last 2 days.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I've been doing anything. I've not been well myself. I've just slept. I'm very tired. Because Andy keeps getting up like super early and I have to go to work super early. But I've only missed a day and a half of work, so I haven't really had that much time. But I bought Outriders, which never did.
Tell me about this.
Can't get on.
Servers are kaput.
I cannot get on. Yeah, it's awful. I played it, so I downloaded it on launch day in the afternoon. It took me 3 goes to download it. I don't know if it was my internet or the servers, but it took me 3 tries to download it. I was like, oh, for goodness sake. I thought our internet was being weird, but every time I checked it was in the 70s. I was like, well, it can't be ours. And then I didn't play it on launch day because I heard it was just atrocious. So I played it today and I got about 40 minutes on it. And then every time I've tried, it just says, no internet. So I can't play the game. Because the servers are broken, what I have played of it is more of the same of the demo, not missing anything. It annoys me because it looks good, but it's just invisible walls everywhere, and I hate that. But I bought it, I have it. I like the fact that it's a mix of Division and Gears and just has like mechanics that I like, but just seems a bit bare bones. I think that's just because I'm in the start of the game, but I can't play it, so not a lot I can do really. So I've restarted the Yakuza, what's it called, Like a Dragon.
Yes.
Because I downloaded the PS5 patch.
Yeah,
that means I had to start it again. So,
oh, it doesn't carry the save over, does it?
No.
I remember this now, yes.
So I'm just flicking through the start of it, trying to get back to the bike. I was on a bike at some point collecting cans. So
that's not even that far in. It is. In the grand scheme of things, that's right near the start of the story as well.
So I'm just 15-20 hours in. There's a skip feature, so I can skip through most of the starts. That's what I'm doing because I know what happens, so I'm just skipping till I get back to it, because it is a fun game and Yakuza games are mental.
Yes,
but it's just been one of them weeks where I want to play but I just want to go to sleep more than anything. I'm just tired. I think the temperature change hasn't helped. Like, it's been warm and then it's cold and then it's just all over the place, but yeah, can't play Outriders, so can't tell you much about it. But I guess it's a good way in one way, because it means that like, loads of people are playing, but it's not good for me because I can't play it. So and I'm sad.
Yes. But, yeah. I have been.
I guess it's Game Pass, isn't it?
That's it is on Game Pass. It. Yes.
And I think because it's free on there, everyone's having a go. And I'm not playing it on Game Pass. I bought it on the PlayStation, but...
But it's cross-play.
It is cross-play, but...
So, they're all sharing the same servers, so if there's loads of people on the Xbox,
and the
servers
are getting
filled up.
I did get on it just before we started, and it says there is a problem during cross-play. You can't play... Please don't do it if you can avoid it. And then it just went offline again, so I didn't bother. Just like, what's the point? I'll just leave it for tonight and see if I can play it over the weekend at some point.
I did check. I was like, it's not on Game Pass for PC. I was like, damn. Well, I'll just have to wait. It's only on the Xbox console. I was like, well, never mind. But then again, like I say, like you said, it's
can't play it anyway.
Even if I had it, I wouldn't be able to play it anyway. So
no.
So yeah. Do you want to know what I've been up to?
I have had
a week off of work this week.
We went off gaming for a second, and I was like, no, that's how dare you?
That's it.
You're not me, you're not Kev, you have to game.
I've had a week off of work, so I've done sort of played a few games.
Sort of.
I spent a lot of time just napping. Just like an old person, just napping all the time. Yeah,
I love napping.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much me. Just been doing a lot of nap in a minute.
I love it.
I've got into the habit of I have my dinner and then I go and have a nap.
Yes. Like,
yeah, of course. Nap time.
Just sleep deprived I am, having a 3-year-old in a house pub. It's disgusting.
Well.
Oh, napping's excellent, trust me.
Yes.
I mean, Claire would probably kill me because I got out of bed at like 12 today, but I didn't sleep. I went to bed at like 2 and got out of bed at like 11:30. I only got out of bed because a Pokemon had spawned on the other side of town. I had to drive over and get it. I need 3 dragon types, and I've been looking for them all bloody week, and one spawned outside a pub, so I drove across town and got it. But if that hadn't have happened, I'd have probably stayed in until at least 2. But I can't get enough sleep. They just won't let it happen. The kids are just monsters. So the fact that you're getting extra sleep is just great to me, Pab.
Well, yeah. I mean, who's to blame for this, sheepdog?
You.
Me?
You're to blame, yeah. For booking weeks off so you can sleep even more.
I know. But before my week off, I did stream for a full 12 hours.
You did.
Which was just fun. It was a lot of fun. We played not as many games as I thought I would, to be honest. I thought I was just going to bounce off game to game to game to game. And I feel like I probably played a solid 2 hours of each game. So I've only played about 5 games. Well, maybe a bit more. I don't know what it was exactly. But we kicked off with some bug snacks because I thought I need a game that I definitely want to play again. And I've got time to fill. I'm just going to play something that I want to play. And I wanted to go to Bugsnax since release. I played it on launch. On the launch day stream that I did, I played about an hour and a half of Bugsnax. And I haven't played it since. And I really like Bugsnax. I really do. It's a really cool game.
It wasn't what I expected.
It's a bit dark, if I'm honest with you. It's a bit darker than you expect. With like these like Muppet-looking characters. But they all live in this town where they all hate each other. And They all left this town for a particular reason, and they don't like each other now. And the only person that was keeping them together has disappeared. And you've got to try and investigate where this person has gone to. It's a bit dark in places.
They were spilling the tea, weren't they?
Yeah, yes. So we played a few hours of that. We then played a few hours of Fall Guys with some of our viewers, and I think we're playing squad mode and we got a couple of wins. We did all right. We got a couple of wins, which is a positive, I think. I feel like we could have done better in certain places, but we've got a couple of wins and I'm happy with that. We then had Sheepdog on for a good couple of hours, didn't we, Sheepdog? We were on there chatting and we played some Pokemon Shield and I got another badge. I got to the point where I thought Sheepdog's coming on soon. And I was like, I didn't even plan out what I was going to play. I was like, what does Sheepdog know that we can work with? But let's just put Pokemon on. I can at least tap into your expertise and knowledge of Pokemon.
I was trying so hard not to be a massive nerd. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And it's like,
you should have done it because I mean, like I say, that's mainly what I was there for because I ain't got a clue. And yeah, that was fun because like I say, we got a badge number 6 in that time, and we had a nice little chat around about all sorts of stuff, didn't we? And
yeah, that made me so excited for when I get to stream that myself and stuff like that.
Yeah,
just seeing it up there on my monitor and everything. I was watching it. I was just thinking, this is what I'm going to be doing. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait.
Yeah, so we did that. And then I think, after that, after I let Sheepdog go for a bit, we then did some more Bowser's Fury. And it's this. That's also another very underrated little game that tacked onto 3D World on the Switch.
I watched you do the cat mission on that, where you was it you were holding the piranha plants in a little pots and trying to get around the cat world or something.
Yes, yeah, that's one of that. It's just a big open world map, and there's like little individual islands that represent levels, pretty much. So if you some of the platforms like they were there, Sheepdog. If you fall off that platform, you effectively fall off of that level. And you just have to swim back to the start and go back and do it again. I'll find your way back up to it.
What was the Bowser thing? Because you were like, you were trying to do a level and it was really hard. Bowser was throwing stuff at you. And then you were like, I'm just going to stand here until he goes away. And then he went away and you...
So Bowser, every 10 to 15 minutes, will just show up and start bombarding you with fire. And if you don't deal with him, he'll just eventually go away, but you've just kind of got to ride it out until he goes away. But he just keeps like dropping fireballs on you and breathing fire on you across the map. And you can deal with him by getting you unlock the bell on certain islands, and then you become giant cat Mario, like Super Saiyan Mario with the fiery blonde hair like a from Dragon Ball Z. And you go and attack. Oh, wow. You become a giant, and you go and attack him then as well. You become a big, like as big as him, and you go and attack him. But to unlock that bell, you've got to get certain number of shines. So you can only do it every now and again. So until that point, you've got to kind of just put up with him and just kind of hope, just get your levels done while he's just not there. And if he does, you just kind of barricade yourself in somewhere, just hide somewhere where you can't be seen. But yeah, it's a very good game. It's a very good game. It's like just tacked onto. Onto this, and it feels like an kind of like an experiment that, because they are very much using the 3D World engine and the 3D World, so it feels like an idea they had before Odyssey. It feels like a prototype for the next Mario game they had, and then someone came up with it and they decided to go the way of Odyssey instead. But they clearly saw something there and thought, let's just put this, we can release this and put this somewhere because it's too good to just lose. And they were right. It is a very, very, very good game. So yeah, it's a very interesting way to go with it. And it's like I say, I like the fact that it's open world, and I like the fact that it's a prototype to me. So it's not huge. It's not going to have like Odyssey levels of like stupid number of shines. And what was that? Is there a thousand? Shines or something like that in Odyssey? There's a lot, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot. It's good to see that they're adding more options for later in games. You know, it'd be nice if they'd have done an Odyssey extension or something like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I say, I don't know. They did add stuff to Odyssey, didn't they? I just don't know what it was exactly. They had like different modes.
Patches.
Yeah, they added different modes into Odyssey. They did. Luigi into it, didn't they, as well at some point, I think.
Hmm. I can't remember. Wasn't there an online mode with Luigi?
I don't know what it was. They did something with Luigi. I remember that because I remember. Did Luigi have like balloons or something like that? Something
yeah, I never like touched that. I think it was like a multiplayer jobby, and I just
maybe that maybe that's what it was. I don't know, but yeah, that was definitely an Odyssey at some point. The one I didn't finish. I'd like to at some point, but
what, the whole game?
I never finished it. I got to the food level.
Do you know what? I played that last week. I didn't mention it on the podcast. I should have done. But my son was just on the last boss and went, do this for me. I was like, are you kidding me? I nearly had a heart attack when I did this. Like, it was the most stressful ending ever. So he handed me the controller and I just did it first try without even breaking a sweat. I was like, okay. And it turns out it wasn't that bad, did it?
Yeah.
He was delighted. I should have left him to it, really. But he tried a few times. It was driving him mad. And I just thought, if I don't do this for him, he's gonna melt, but he was fine, and he was very. I earned dad points because I told him it was rock hard, and then I smashed it. But I think it might have just been anxiety from my point of view. The first time, it did seem like a difficult end. It has lots of additional levels you can do as well. Like mm-hmm. I feel like there was so much more I could go off and still do that I just didn't get around to it. So I'm not like 100%ed it, but yeah, that game was just layers and layers and layers of extra stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, the last thing I did, I streamed in my 12-hour stream, was Fortnite. I played some Fortnite multiplayer online, and we got two wins. We got two wins on it, and the last thing that happened on stream was getting a win. It felt like fitting that we overran by about 15 minutes because obviously I couldn't just stop mid game.
That's your lot.
So just right, but we won. We got a win. And it was good. It felt good to play that game on stream and actually win. And it felt good that I feel like I was holding my own sort of thing in certain aspects. I was actually getting kills and stuff like that, which isn't like me normally. Normally I'm just there to assist and what have you. So yeah, it was good. The stream itself was fun. I enjoyed. I didn't feel as tired as I expected to be. I felt fine. Realistically, I felt absolutely fine. I ran from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and it was. Wasn't a, like I say 24 hours. When we did 24 hours, I didn't know where I was at certain points. I was like, I didn't know where I was coming and going.
Yeah,
it was really bad. I don't think starting at night was the best idea, if I'm honest with you. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think that time was just because Kevin and I had done one before where we started at a different time and we just felt dead.
Didn't we start like, didn't we do like 9 p.m. to 9 p.m. or something like that? And
yeah, I think like our thought process was get the hardest bit out of the way first, because we did one where we had podcast guests on and stuff like that.
Yes.
Beforehand, and we'd started, I don't know, let's say midday, and getting to night time when you'd already done 12 hours.
Yeah,
I can't remember how long it was. It just felt really bizarre and weird. Whereas, yeah, I still felt rough. I don't think I could do 24 hours now. That would have been easy for me before. But these days, if I thought I was going to do that, it would put me right off. You had made me think when, I think just after I get back from the holiday and the computer in the garage and the floor and everything's in, a 12-hour garage party would be quite a fun stream to do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it didn't feel as bad because, like, I said, like, it's hours that I would normally be up anyway, so it's not like as if I'm struggling for, I'm just, you know, I'm just sleep deprived or anything like that. I got up early. I got up at like 8. Got a few supplies in from across the road at the supermarket, and then just pretty much got going. I had some Lunchables. I had some Dairy Lunchables. I haven't had them in years.
Lunchables!
Yeah.
How was poo, Kev?
It was great poo. Love Lunchables.
Good.
I could eat a Lunchable.
Yeah, they're good. I've not had Lunchables for many years, and I was like, let's get some Lunchables. These will keep me ticking over. And they did. They did.
You were keeping going with your squats as well, wasn't it? You were doing your 10 squats.
Well, I was
squats.
Doing that. I wanted to do press-ups. I was like, but the camera doesn't. You literally just see me. You just see me go underneath the camera, and it's like I could just be lying there, just shouting one. To, you know what I mean?
So that's what I'm gonna do.
You need the Dave cam.
Yeah, I do need a Dave cam. But so I just thought I'll change to squats because I could do squats. So we had squats going throughout the day, and just to kind of keep me active, sort of thing, a little bit. Just because I thought I don't know what. In like saying realistically, I was fine, but they might have helped me a lot. To be fair, I thought they might have just kind of woke me up a bit if I got tired of it.
My back and my legs starting on a 2-3 hour one, so I'd have needed something like that.
I'm
thinking of getting Kev's Hydrate one just for Twitter and text. I might just set up a service where people can just go sheepdog, have a drink, and I'll just go and have some water every time I get a message. Because I joked on my stream, I'm nervous that when these workmen do come to my house, I don't know how often people drink. I don't know how often to be offering them tea. Like, if I leave it to when I'm thirsty, they're just going to die. But if they want one every hour, I'm not going to be offering them because I'm not going to remember that drinks are
an
option.
That's the thing.
But
I'm the same sheepdog. Like, I don't drink tea or coffee, so I just wouldn't offer them a drink ever. I'd be like,
don't be offering. They can bring a flask.
Yeah.
COVID's well, happening. Mrs. Sheepdog
what
said,
are you doing giving them a drink for?
She said, just offer them a drink at lunchtime and let them fend for themselves. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel better. I genuinely went and asked her because I was thinking about it while talking on a vlog. And then I went off on a bit of a tangent. And then after I come off, I went to her and I said, well, you're not going to be here. I'm going to be here in the house while they're doing their work. Like, I don't want them to just, I don't know. I don't know how often people drink. Like, I've never thought about it. I don't know what the protocol is. So she's talked me through it. She just said, offer them something at lunchtime. And if they say no, never offer again. If they say yes, just stick to it.
Good.
Seems sensible protocol to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, other things that I've played while I've been off. In the week, I just got a real, I don't know if I've solved it realistically, but I got the urge to play SimCity. Remember SimCity, the one from like 2013-ish? Yeah. I got
Kevin
the urge
got
to play it.
On that, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I did as well. I played a full weekend straight on it, just non-stop. Full weekend. And I just
we
got
bought
the
an extra laptop at the time so me and Anna could play it at the same time.
Yeah.
Sat on the sofa, yeah.
I reinstalled it. It's like 2 gig. I was like, brilliant, this is nothing now. And I installed it and played it for about, an hour, 90 minutes. And I tell you what, I like that game. People said, like, you know, City Skylines kind of is a better game. And I was like, yeah, I get that. But it has so much less complexity, SimCity, compared to City Skylines. It's like, you need to put the pipes in, you need to put the electrics in. Like, you don't do any of that. You literally just put the roads in, put the houses in, just make sure that the waste goes somewhere. They've got water. They've got a power station, and it just does it. Oh, that is just the simplicity of that is just what I wanted. And like I say, I played it for about 90 minutes or so. It's like, yeah, okay, I like this game. It did get panned a lot, and I could see why at certain aspects, because I felt like, because it was all about, like, you only got little grids, didn't you? You only got, like, a small section of an aisle, yeah. Didn't you? And you had to, like, effectively start a new city, like, a town, in another grid. And then, like, this grid does this, and you ship product from them to over to your side, to this different grid face, and
see,
vice versa.
Once I understood that, it felt like it was clever that you were creating a whole county almost.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think people were just accustomed to having their big city area, mm-hmm. and just living in it. You know, I used to have cities that I built on the original SimCity or even SimCity 2 that were just massive, and I worked on them for a couple of weeks, maybe playing them, and then I'd maybe get bored, not play the game for a year, and then I'd go back and I'd build a new city and I'd play it religiously. But they didn't do that. It was like, build your region, you could easily fill a region in 2 hours, and then you're just kind of not doing much, and then you have to go and start again from scratch. But I guess if you spent a month building an entire region and it was all working, it'd probably have the same effect once you got there. But
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
just too different to what I was expecting. But I thought it was great as well.
Yeah.
City Skylines is very cool, and it was interesting showing that to my kids and them being really into it, because, yeah, when I was about 7 when I started playing SimCity, and I could see Bosco getting into it straight away. I was quite like, yeah, he's not falling far from the tree.
Yeah, they're both very good games for me. Like I say, it's just SimCity feels much more pick up and play. It's like, there's not as many complexities to SimCity as there is City Skylines.
I don't think why they don't make more. Like, why isn't there another SimCity or even another SimCity?
Because SimCity absolutely got panned, and it didn't get amazing reviews, and people abandoned it pretty quick, I feel, maybe. And yeah, did he even shut? No, who makes The Sims now? Is it still Maxis that makes The Sims? I don't remember whether they shut.
I think they might have just
abandoned any work, because they put like, you know, add-on packs to SimCity, because I suddenly got all these things going. You've now unlocked this pack, you've now unlocked, like, Cities of Tomorrow. I suddenly had, like, futuristic cars driving around and stuff like that. I was like, what is this? So there is additional content there, but it's just not another game. So
I just googled, is The Sims 5 coming out? And, I mean, it's the Radio Times that's the top story, but they reckon they're expecting a 2021 release date.
I mean, yeah, it's been that. Even Sims 4 is, like, at least 7 year old now, I
think. I was surprised.
So
there was bit of a viral thing on Twitter a couple of weeks back where people were talking about Sims 4 DLC, and I was surprised. I just saw it get retweeted by somebody, and I clicked it thinking, surely no one's still playing this, and it was thousands of people who play it all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. my daughter got it when she got a laptop, and she played it a little bit, but I think she just thought it looked like a really old game and wasn't too into it.
Massive.
Roblox is better, kind of thing. But yeah, it's still going strong, so I guess they need to capitalise on that with Sims 5, don't they?
I don't know, because they are constantly just pumping content out for that. Either, like, add-on packs or, like, you know, DLC pack, you know, little, like, furnishings and, like,
I think
like,
that's probably why it went
stuff.
Viral. I think someone released some lame, like, it wasn't the Kardashians, but it was almost like a Kardashian add-on or something like that. It was some sort of fashion add-on. That
they do have them.
That's why it was talked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing I've been playing it on stream. I finished Hitman 2. Finally finished Hitman 2. And I've actually got to play Hitman 3 finally. The game that I have purchased two or three weeks ago now, I have finally been able to play the actual content in Hitman 3. And yeah, I've played there's some really good. I think today I played one of the best levels in Hitman ever. I played a level called, I think it's called Dartmoor. I think it is. I can't remember the name of the actual level itself. It's got an actual title, but the location is Dartmoor. And it's a big old, like, mansion, like old country mansion. And I played the part of a private investigator. And I had to solve a murder mystery a la something like Knives Out. And it was amazing. It was amazing. So you didn't have to do that. The whole premise of this level is that you're going in to kill this lady in the house, and there's been a the, there's been a murder in, someone's committed suicide and they've brought a private investigator in. I intercepted the private investigator before he got into the house and I assumed the role of the private investigator. At which point I then had to go around and interview every single person in the house as to their whereabouts and asking for alibis and searching rooms looking for clues. And then once I'd got all my clues together and realised who it was, figured out who it was, I then had to go present my findings to this woman. And then I had to resume the role of, oh, I'm actually a hitman. I'm actually going to be doing a job here. I just want a game where this is what they do. I want a game where you're playing like Cluedo, but in real life sort of thing, where you have like a murder mystery and you have to go around and look for clues and solve it and interview people.
Is this Pab the Policeman's origin story? Is this where this is going?
No, Pab the Private Investigator, maybe.
Need to do more LA Noir, don't they, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, yes, but this is... It's the summer to it. It was just so very cool that they put this into a game. And it's like, these people are making a Bond game next. It's like, there's so many different things in this Hitman 3 that is like, just like, please put this kind of thing into Bond. Please use this in Bond. They've clearly got this teed up to be able to like, okay, we're going to put these little bits in here to try and work and see how they fare in with the audience, and if they're well, we can adapt them to work with Bond, and I hope they do, because it's such a very clever idea. And like I say, I got onto the next level and I was like, I'm kind of done for the day now. I've enjoyed that so much that I wanted to do it again, and I will be doing stuff like that again. There's so many different things. There was a point where, well, I'm not going to spoil it. I was going to say, tell you who did it and what certain things you can do around that knowledge and stuff like that. But it's very clever, very cool. Hitman 3 is a very good game. Hitman 3 is a very, very good game. Actually, no, I did do the next level. The next level I did was in a techno warehouse in Germany, which is like proper like hardcore banging music on, and you're trying to find people in there who know who you are. You're being hunted inside a rave, and you have to basically get them before they get you. It was very clever as well. Another very cool level. Hitman 3 all round so far, very, very good. But the main game I've played this week, I feel like we're not a million miles away from it. I've played It Takes Two. If any of you heard of It Takes Two, you must have done.
I've heard of it, but not played it.
Yes.
I know, because you played it. I saw you streaming it.
Yes. It Takes Two. I played it with my buddy Graham, and it's from the people who made A Way Out and the people who made Brothers.
Oh, this has been mentioned to me on stream that and Anna should be playing it.
I feel like you and Anna should be playing it, definitely. But I don't know whether Anna can deal with you in a video game. I think you'd just be annoying. I feel like Anna would just be like, no, I'm done. I can't deal with this.
I played Get Out with him.
Oh, yeah.
Way Out.
Okay, then. So maybe you might be all right then. You might be all right then. But yeah, it is so, so very good. The best game they've put out. And I think Brothers is a masterpiece. But this game is so, so very good. So you start off as a set of parents, and you are they are getting a divorce. And the little kid pretty much kind of wishes them into these little dolls that she's got. And they wake up and they are these two little dolls. And then you've got to find a way to get back to her to try and reverse it, sort of thing, and get them back into the bodies. So you go on this crazy adventure with the Book of Love, who is like a little he's a book, and he's called Dr. Hakim, and he just keeps throwing these like, he's like a self help book trying to fix their relationship and set them on these challenges, or like communication and collaboration and all this sort of thing. And you go on this way. It's just an amazing, amazing two-player game. You only need one of you to buy it. Don't make the mistake that me and Graham did. We both bought the game and realising you only need one copy. I didn't even think about it. I just did it automatically, just bought it and was like, okay, and then realised you get a friend pass with the game. So only ever one of you need to buy the game.
Yeah, that's how it was on A Way Out.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, and I don't know why it didn't tick over with me until I bought it. I was like, well, I've done it now. It's too late. So yeah, it's a very, very, very good game. There's some amazing effects in it. It looks really good. some of the gameplay levels are, yeah, just insanely cool. And just like I say, there's a toy world, there's a world where you're in a forest, you're working in a tree for some squirrels, against the wasp's nest who are invading the tree, and you've got to help the squirrels fend off wasps, and yeah, it's so very good. That would be, I'm going to say right now, that is probably my game of the year right now. I said that a few weeks ago when I played Maquette. Also a game involving a little toy world, but this one, hands down, just amazing. Just an amazing, amazing game. And like I say, the only caveat is that it is required two-player game that requires you to have someone else to play it with. But you get someone to play it with, you'll need one copy of the game, and you will not regret it. It is so, so very good. But yeah, that is.
Well, we should play that then, Anna. We should do it right now.
Not right now.
You got a podcast to wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember. Is everyone done then? I may not have been fully alert or aware or here for all of it, so I'm not entirely sure if everybody is finished.
Yes.
I'm finished.
Yes, we're good.
Excellent. Well, in that case, we'll end the podcast. You've gone over this week, boys and girls, without me here. I disappear for 5 minutes and you lot add an extra 10 minutes of content. I'm billing everyone for that. You don't use an hour of my time if I'm not here. That wasn't necessary.
Perhaps stick another advert in, go on.
I'll have to, no.
Hey, everyone's getting paid. Beautiful stuff. Right, if you want to find out how we spend all the money we just earned with that extra advert, the best way to do that is by following us on Twitter at MGUKPodcast, or you can follow me anywhere on the internet at Lelujo.
You can follow me at RB6K or Sheepdog6K, depending on the site. If you're looking for me, just try both. You'll find me.
And you can find me at Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
Have you shaved your head yet, Sheepdog?
No, it's going to happen in about 2 weeks.
Can I do it?
Can you be here on the day? Yeah. It depends if they cut me. And I've got to have something taken off. And if they cut me, then I'm not going to go shaving my head and having a big old scar on my head. I'm going to see how it goes first. But I think it's the 13th, maybe, or the 16th.
I've got new clippers. No, I want people to be ready for it and getting very excited that I'm going to shave your head.
Things. I was going to go to a proper barber's and get them to properly shave it for me.
Have you seen how well I am at cutting my hair now? I'm better than the local barber to you.
But you haven't shaved with a piece of metal in probably 20 years. I just want someone who's used to holding a razor, a blade, and properly making me bald.
I cut onions and stuff.
Yeah.
Cutting
me like an onion.
Why?
My I don't need to peel my head. I just want some professional to make me completely smooth. So it's just, I am worried that I've been told by my sister there's a new trend on TikTok of people just throwing a slice of cheese down the stairs at a bald person and seeing if they can land it on their head. And she said that in front of my kids, and I was like, for the love of God, don't do that to me. But I do wish I'd known
perfect.
About it for when I go back
but
to the office.
It does
office,
make
I could have got
a very satisfying slap. I've seen them
oh, God.
On the TikTok.
Please, so, someone video that.
Wait for conventions. We're getting a big Airbnb, the first convention back. We're making sure it's got stairs.
I'm going to wear a hat just to make sure you can't cheese slap me.
You're not going to be allowed in then. I'm going to stand on the balcony over the front door saying, if you want the door unlocking, get that hat off. You're getting cheesed.
So it's not bring a slice of bread. Cheese slapping.
Oh, man. God, that's great.
You'll be throwing them and I'll be catching them all and then putting a bit of pickle on them and eating the sandwiches and laughing at you.
We'll all be laughing heartily. See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, folks.